Thank you for contacting Provider Services. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. I'm Carrie, your virtual assistant. If you are a member, say member. If you are a provider or calling on behalf of a provider, say provider.
Provider.
If you are a Keystone First provider, say Keystone. If you are an AmeriHealth Caritas provider, say AmeriHealth.
Operator.
Sorry, I did not understand your response. If
operator.
You are a Keystone First provider... All right, how may I help you? Say things like claim status, prior authorization, claim payment, or check eligibility.
Speak to representative.
All right, to help you further, please say or enter your NPI.
Operator.
All right, let's transfer you to a representative for assistance. Thank you for your patience.
All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Provider Services. My name is Catherine. May I please have your name?
My name is Shira from Family First Care, LLC.
Thank you, Shira. Can you spell your first name for me?
It's S-H-I-R-A.
S-H-I-R-A?
S-H-I-R-A, yeah.
Oh, S-H-I-R-A, whatever, yes. May I have the first initial of your last name?
W.
Thank you. And may I have your phone number in case you're disconnected?
Yeah, sure. It's, let me just get you a good number.
Mm-hmm.
Over here. Is 267-551-7419.
Thank you. Any extensions that are direct line?
Direct line.
Thanks. May I have the rendering provider's NPI?
So I have a tax ID. Will that be okay?
I need the NPI or the provider ID.
I have a Keystone provider ID 307-82894.
82894. There you go. That's provider ID. May I have the name of your provider and last for the tax ID?
Family First Care, LLC.
Okay. May I have the last for the tax ID?
Last four digits, you said?
Mm-hmm.
3555.
Thank you so much. May I have the member or participant's ID number you're calling about today?
Yes, so I am calling about the member ID 880-386-4126.
Okay, that may be the Medicaid ID. Let me
Medicaid.
See if that's what that is. Okay.
Yeah. Do you want me to
give
the name?
No, yes, may I have the name and date of birth, please.
So it's Alfred Cameron. Date of birth is 09-05-1966.
Thank you. Any other health insurance?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, well, you guys are home care. I understand. So he does have Medicare as primary. That's okay. How can I help you today, Shira?
So this participant is approved with the waiver program, but they don't. They're waiting on their service coordinator to be assigned. I just wanted to know what we can do on our end to have that escalated internally.
Uh-huh. Sure. Let me see if they have done it already. If not, then I'll give you all the information.
Okay,
so I'll just have to get into that system. Whew. Sounds like you're breathing like me. Like,
oh, yeah. I don't even hear that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Yes, I have a call and everything, and I'm like, ugh.
Oh.
I'm like,
God.
I'm
so
sniffing.
Horrified. Yeah. No people heard that. Oh, my God. Oh,
it's
dear.
Okay.
Like
it's okay.
How, dear God.
No, you're not. No, you're fine. It's, no, don't worry.
Oh, God.
We're all going through it. We all are. Trust me. Okay, so let me get his information. Oh, let me get all the Okay. Okay. Yeah, he doesn't have one assigned. Let me see about, let me see this. Service coordinator. Oh, move this over. I think I can send an email to him just to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me do that. Let me send something over to him. Okay. Okay, so this is going to them. All right, let me get the information here. Okay, so which is an ID. Okay, it's the camera. Okay, provider ID. I'm just putting everything in here so we know who to contact for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you for your patience. Family First Care. Okay. Alrighty. And Shira, I'm going to put you down as a contact. Is that okay? Shira W. Okay. All right, Shira. Like I said, I'm putting you down as a contact. Is that okay?
I think it should be okay.
Okay. Okay. I'm just gonna put just let them know there's no service coordinator assigned.
Family First Care LLC. Make sure that agency name is put down correctly because there's another agency called Family First Care. I don't want them to, Family First Home Care, I don't want them to get mixed up.
No, I have Family First Care LLC. That's what I have.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I have. All right, so I sent an email to that team. So they should get in contact with you guys shortly, or they'll get in contact with me, and then if I have to call you back, I will.
But they're also going to try and contact the patient, right?
Oh, yeah. All the information is there. They have the member information, participant information, everything.
Okay. So basically what happens is you send in a notice, and they try and get on top of it. Is that how it works?
Yes, I sure did. Hey, let me give you a phone number, too, just in case.
What is phone number, too?
Yeah, I have a phone number as
to
well.
To who?
To that team, the LTSS team, the long-term services team. Yeah, we have a phone number for them as well. So, so let me give you that. So service. Where did that go? Okay, let me go ahead up here. I hate when everything blocks everything else. Okay, here we go. Okay, so this participant has, yeah, she's on first. Give me a show this. Okay. So that phone number is going to be 855.
Okay.
349-6280. So I sent everything over, but you can call them directly as well and just let them know that this participant does not have a service coordinator.
Okay, amazing. Thank you so much for your assistance. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Anything else I can assist you today, Shira?
That'd be all. I was very satisfied with the call, so thank you and stay
warm. Oh, well, thank you.
Okay.
You too. And thank you for calling Keystone First Community Health Choices.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.